Well, we saw the markets rally sharply into the close amid fresh comments on tariffs from President Donald Trump. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for analysis, Don Rose with U.S. Commodities. Don, as we take a look at these markets, it was a relatively quiet session till about the noon hour when President Trump announced that he was going to put a 90-day pause on tariffs for countries that did not retaliate against the U.S., and then increasing the tariff once again on China. And this really sent the markets sharply higher here into the close, didn't it, Don?
You know, it really did, Jesse. I think what we're looking at is a historical price moves, politically moves, if you will. And it's a I think the reason the market moves so quickly is because, you know, it's obvious just a complete reversal on the tariff risk off to a tariff neutral to risk on type of a trade. And like you said, the 90-day pause on reciprocal trades for all nations down to 10% for all nations is really a big move. And meantime, trying to penalize China by going up from 104 to 125%. So trying to put China in a box and get them to work with the rest of the world. So we'll see how it goes forward. But you're as good as the next political move is what I would say, Jesse, in the market.
Well, and that brings up a good question, I think, is how do producers manage their risk with all this immense volatility? I mean, nice to see at least some gains to close the session in grains and livestock on Wednesday. But to your point, I mean, we could see another headline that could give us reason to move these markets back to the downside. So how does someone manage their risk right now in this environment?
Yeah, and those are good questions, Jesse, because where you're really at is headline moving news can move these markets really fast. From a producer standpoint, both in the grains and the livestock, historically, what I try to tell people when you're in these big, fast-moving markets like this, take a hard look at insurance programs using options, puts and calls, whichever way you want to go. That way it puts you at ease. But you should also be looking at your bottom line and make sure that you're protecting yourself both ways. And I think that's what you need to do going forward, probably. If you're in the futures market, probably pare your position down and move a little bit closer to some options where it gives you better protection without the emotional volatility, Jesse.
How about this corn market? I will say I've been very impressed with how corn has performed amid all of the headline risk. We really haven't seen the bottom fall out of the corn market per se. And then on the opposite end with this tariff news, not really seeing corn rally sharply into Wednesday's close. But just your perspective as you look at this corn market overall, it seems like it's at least found some value in this area right now, Don.
Well, and that's well put, Jesse, because I think that's what we really have done is we found value in the market. Let's just look since the, and I think the reason is because we have tighter U.S. supplies, tighter world supplies. The next competition we get is from Argentina, mainly in the June market where they'll sell corn in the world market. Then you're into July for Brazil selling corn in the world market. And then, of course, you know, the U.S. comes at us along with Ukraine as we get into late August. But you know, I think when you look at it, it's just the old crop supplies are tight. The demand is there. For example, March 2nd, when the tariffs were first announced to today, the corn market is up about 17 cents. Meantime, the soybeans during that same time frame, when we first started talking tariffs, were still down about 22 cents. So I think it's fair to say that the soybeans are struggling with the news because China's our number one buyer. They buy 800, 850 million bushels of beans a year. China buys very little corn from us. And I think there's some, hopefully, and I think this is the goal, we're going to bring some of these countries into the market that we haven't been able to deal with before. And let's just keep on the corn. Vietnam usually buys about 500 million bushels of corn in the world market. Well, since 2020, Vietnam's bought nothing from us on the corn. So that's a new market. And there's more out there. Like I had alluded to, it's not that we've lost grain in the world market or anything else. We're going to switch this around. the supply and the demand is the same today as it was before the tariffs. It's just a matter of who's going to be the buyer and who's going to be the seller and to who.
Looking at the outside markets, one last thing I'll ask you about. Crude oil has intrigued me here in the last several sessions. We hit, I believe, four-year lows overnight, and now rallying a bit on the tariff news from President Trump. But what do you make of where crude oil is at right now? Is that still kind of a canary in the coal mine for many of these ag markets?
Well, what it tells us about is if you're worried about inflation, you know, that's a deflationary commodity, crude oil. And that's the one that, of course, it touches everybody for the most part. But the crude oil, you know, get moved down to $54 today, and it's rallied sharply. And I think when you look at the crude oil, it's a little bit different than the grain market or the livestock market. If it gets so low, they can and will shut off the production. I think that number is somewhere around that 50, 55, that they'll just really idle back production and see if they can increase the demand. So it is a gauge, number one, for the inflation in the economy, if it's slowing down or speeding up. Remember, in 2020, when we had the COVID, of course, a very historical time, crude oil actually went negative. So just from a demand standpoint.
Well, we appreciate the thoughts and the analysis. Another wild day in the trade. Don Rose, U.S. Commodities, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you, Jesse, for asking me.